Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Hello everyone, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome to episode 120 of Adventures and Mousecapades.
This week, as you listen to this, we're on our way back from vacation.
Woohoo. Or woohoo.
Yeah. We will have just completed, it's not a back-to-back cruise, it is a side-to-side. So tune in over the next couple episodes and you'll get to hear all about our fabulous journeys on the Disney Dream and the Disney Wish.
So what are we talking about this week?
Disney. We're going to talk about Disney.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
We have a bunch of conversation starters and we thought we'd go through some of these and, you know, just use it as a launching off point for us to have a discussion. So let's dive in. Alicia, who do you think is the best Disney villain?
The best, worst Disney villain.
Yeah.
I really hate Mother Gothel from Rapunzel, from Tangled.
Yeah.
There are people like that out there. I think the reason she's so scary and that I don't like her so much is because I can see actual people doing this and being like this.
Yeah.
So it's a very realistic villain.
Yeah, like being manipulative of their kids and
gaslighting and all that. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I'm going to go classic. I'm going to go Maleficent.
Mm.
Like she just embodies evil.
She's my favorite.
I know. She's great. Like I
she's
love
a great
her.
Villain. Yeah.
Yeah. I love her as a character. I think Mother Gothel, I think you got it. That's probably the best, like the most evil though. Cause that's like that's dark.
Yeah. She's a bad person.
Yeah.
What's one Disney movie you love that you feel is underrated by others?
Fievel Goes West.
That's not Disney.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. I was stalling for time as I sit here and think.
I know. I don't know.
I'm going to go with Meet the Robinsons.
Mm.
It never really, really hit, but I think they did such a great job with it. Like the characters are super relatable. I love the story. I love the antics. I love the comedy of it. But I think they just did so well. How about you?
I don't know if it's super underrated or not, but Oliver and Company. I thought the music on this was great. I mean, it's got Billy Joel as
good call.
Oh my gosh, I forgot the dog's name. Ah. It's got Billy Joel. Music is great. It's a twist of Oliver Twist. So, yeah, nice little story there.
Cool. If they built a fifth theme park in Disney World, what would you want it to be?
I think I Villains Land.
Yeah, exactly.
Hands down.
Saw that coming from a mile away. The whole park.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think about how many villains there are. They can have their own area. You could have it by era. Like you could have classic Disney villains, like classic land. You could have a Pixar villain land. You could have, there's plenty of possibilities there.
All right. For me, a whole park. Man, I have some lands that I'd love to see. I'd love to see some of the ones that they're building in like Tokyo's Disney Sea come over. Heck, I'll just do that. I want Tokyo Disney Sea in Florida.
There you go. All righty. Who would you want as your Disney sidekick?
My brain jumped to Mushu, but I don't know that I could take the voice for that long. I can go hey hey.
Okay.
Just need comic relief.
Got it, got it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call Genie a sidekick.
Oh, that's a good one though.
Yeah. I think actually Pascal. I love Pascal. Oh, yeah. I think he's so freaking cute. He has an attitude on him too, which is great. Yeah.
Yes. Can I amend mine?
I suppose.
Pluto.
Oh, that's not surprising. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going Pluto. Yeah. What is your least favorite Disney movie?
Chicken Little.
Really?
I didn't like Chicken Little. I thought it was really weird.
It is weird. I didn't mind it. We're doing animated?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say Avatar, but... my least favorite animated Disney movie. You and Caitlin aren't going to like this answer, but Emperor's New Groove.
Oh.
It's just, I don't. No, 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 no. I take that back.
Okay.
Pocahontas.
Oh.
I've never connected with Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Just, I can laugh at some of the stuff in Emperor's New Groove.
Mm-hmm.
Pocahontas just loses me.
Yeah.
It's just not my cup of tea.
I'm going to go back to our second question because I just thought of another movie that is vastly underrated.
Okay.
Treasure Planet.
Oh.
I love Treasure Planet. Okay. Sorry. I had to go back to that one.
Fair enough. Who is the best Disney couple?
There's two that come to mind.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think between those two who I think is the better couple. I'm going to say Anna and Kristoff.
Okay. I was going to say Kristoff and Sven.
Oh. Wow.
No, actually, I like Rapunzel and Eugene.
That was the other couple I was thinking of. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good couples. All right.
Yep. Who's your favorite Disney princess?
Oh, boy. Vanellope von Schweetz.
There you go. Mine is Tiana.
That's cool.
I like Tiana.
Yeah.
Favorite Marvel superhero?
Iron Man. Just, Iron Man.
I don't know who my favorite is.
Oh.
I actually haven't thought about that. I love Iron Man's snark.
Yeah.
And his sarcasm. Because uh-huh. I vibe with that a lot.
Very much.
Hawkeye.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. I think Hawkeye.
Go on.
Well, I mean, he's very down to earth. He's also super sarcastic too.
Yeah, that's true.
He just doesn't give a damn, really.
Yeah.
And I admire his ability that he had. Like, none of the other Avengers knew he had a family at all. Like his just ability to keep that separate.
To compartmentalize his work life from his home life.
Yeah. Yes. And I really enjoyed that series too, the Hawkeye series.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
What is your most memorable event visiting one of the parks?
We've had a lot.
I know.
Of amazing memories.
Uh-huh.
I think one of the things that really comes to mind is when Caitlin got her own song, when she was serenaded
over
in Animal Kingdom by one of the cast members walking around with a guitar.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And just his ability to think up on the spot a little thing about her. It was good. It gives me good, happy, happy memories.
Yeah.
What was your most memorable event from visiting the park?
It's tough. I had one in my brain that I was going to say, which was when you had the Dapper Dan surprise me to sing Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
And I was doing a checking out, I think, Caitlin's photo package from her Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique thing. And she was like 4 and a half. And you had the Dapper Dan sneak up behind me at the checkout counter and sing me happy birthday. That was pretty cool. But now, my most memorable thing was being in the marching band as a freshman in high school in 1992 and being in the 3 o'clock parade and coming around the flagpole circle and taking the right turn to go down Main Street towards the castle. And Drummond and the castle's right there. And yeah, that was pretty impactful. That was pretty amazing.
That's a good memory.
Indeed. They're both good memories. There's lots of good memories.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Alicia, what Disney film do you think has the best soundtrack?
Fantasia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. There's a couple of different ways to look at this.
Okay.
Because there's ones that you can sing along with.
Yeah.
And then there's the orchestral score.
Right.
And I am not great at knowing orchestral scores. I know that I like it, but I'm not good at knowing it.
Yeah.
For sing along, Encanto.
Oh, yeah. Encanto's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen 2 is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good songs.
I think my answer, though, is going to be Empire Strikes Back. Because you took Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
And then only because it was on Disney Plus, Hamilton.
Oh.
I don't think that's a Disney movie, but it's been on Disney Plus. Therefore, it's in the pantheon.
It has.
And Elizabeth Schuyler is a Disney princess? Is that how that works now?
And Peggy.
And Peggy. Peggy is a princess. Justice for Peggy. Uh-huh.
A Disney movie that should go to Broadway.
Oh. Princess and the Frog.
Mm.
Talk about a killer soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a live band on stage. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm going to say the same answer that I did for the other one, Encanto.
Oh, yeah, that would be great, too. Which Disney movie would you want to live in?
Oh, man. Big Hero 6.
Oh, that's a great answer. That's a pretty technologically advanced time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got stuff like Big Hero 6 who can take care of you. That's
Baymax, yeah.
Yeah, Baymax. I don't know why I said that.
That's all right. What about you?
Well, it's definitely not going to be Empire Strikes Back.
Not Rogue One either.
Not going to be Rogue One either. This is a really difficult question. And my brain is stuck in Star Wars. And as much as I love Star Wars, I wouldn't.
Marvel?
Oh, come on. Marvel, like, cities and countries are destroyed left and right.
That's true. What about an animated one?
I don't want to get anything too old and historical.
Mm.
Because, like, I enjoy modern plumbing. Oh, I got it. Zootopia.
Ah, that's a good one.
I just love the vibe of how everybody tries to get along and everybody, you know, gets celebrated for being unique and different, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go Zootopia.
Nice.
It's kind of a utopia, and that's okay. It's fantasy. It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the last Disney movie you watched?
I watched Rogue One while I was in Florida a few weeks ago.
Sterling and I are going through the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. We just watched Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of Black Pearl last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
If you got a Disney-related tattoo, what would it be?
That's funny you mentioned that. I am planning on getting a Disney-related tattoo.
Uh-huh. And where is Daisy going to go?
I don't know.
But it's Daisy, right?
It is Daisy. Yeah, of course it's Daisy. I want to do Daisy. I want to do something Star Wars. Doctor Who's Disney now too. So, and I definitely want a Doctor Who tattoo. The TARDIS has to go somewhere on me. Does Excellent. That make the Doctor a Disney princess?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Awesome. What about you? If you got a Disney-related tattoo, what would it be?
I would love to have Sorcerer Mickey and like a line art R2-D2, like a real simple.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about Chewbacca, but I think it's just too complicated.
You find the right artist.
Yeah. Like I want a line art, like cartoony kind of Chewbacca and an R2-D2. And then like a Sorcerer Mickey and like a Pluto.
So many plans.
I know, so many plans. You know, coming from somebody who's never actually had a tattoo at this point, so.
I have three.
Yeah. It's not a race, Alicia.
Yes, it is. I win. Your daughter even has a tattoo.
I know. I'll get. Hey, I have an appointment.
You do? Yes.
I do. Many months away.
Mm-hmm. This is fun.
This was fun. We should do this again sometime.
Yeah, I'll have to ask the kids these questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are not affiliated with Disney or their subsidiaries. These are our personal opinions and suggestions, although I'm not suggesting that anybody go and get a tattoo. You got to do your own thing. Anyhow, these are based on our own personal experiences. We recommend working with a travel agent or contacting Disney directly to plan your perfect vacation.
If you have questions or suggestions or would like to be interviewed on our show to share your Disney experience, or if you have a Disney tattoo, let us know what it is. Send an email to podcast@ourmousecapades.com.
Give us a follow on social media. We're at Our Mousecapades just about everywhere. And please rate and review us in your podcast app, especially Apple Podcasts. That really helps people find us.
Thank you for listening. We'll be in your ears next week.
Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.